From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. 2 o'clock, 3:15, 4 o'clock. One after the other on Friday afternoon, leaders of South Florida's largest school districts called press conferences to announce dramatic action. They were shuttering campuses amid the local spread of this coronavirus. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman tells us more about how superintendents made the tough call to close schools.
Look, closing a school or an entire district has enormous ramifications. It has impacts on the economy. It has impacts on the healthcare system.
So we would consider making that move if we reached a catastrophic impact of a magnitude that would be widespread throughout our community. That is, at this point, highly unlikely.
24 hours. That's how long it took for highly unlikely to turn into this.
I am declaring an emergency closure of all schools.
I want to announce today that Broward County Public Schools will close temporarily in response to the threat of coronavirus.
Alberto Carvalho and Robert Renzi lead Florida's largest public school districts. Miami-Dade and Broward County schools have a combined enrollment of more than 500,000 students. Literally overnight, from Thursday to Friday last week, they changed their minds about whether to keep schools open. So what happened? Let's turn back the clock to last Monday, March 9th.
University of Florida is recommending all professors switch their classes to online, which left a lot of unanswered questions.
First, the University of Florida started preparing for a switch from face-to-face classes to online. By Wednesday, that suggestion became a mandate. We've seen this play out a few times now. A major institution makes a bold decision to significantly disrupt operations, knowing it's going to cause some pain in the short term, but hoping it'll prevent more pain and illness and death in the future. Then others follow suit. Wednesday evening came a sweeping memo from the state.
The state university system announced our state universities would take proactive steps.
Governor Ron DeSantis during a press conference in Tallahassee. At this point, the biggest concern was spring break travel. Suspending classes would keep students who could have been infected while visiting other countries from spreading the coronavirus to classmates, professors, staff.
So I think that those were prudent steps.
Still, Florida's K-12 schools held fast. Thursday afternoon.
We just got off the phone with the commissioner. And not a single school system is contemplating shutting down its doors.
Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho stressed the two biggest problems with closing schools. Students could lose access to meals they rely on, and healthcare providers might have to stay home from work to take care of their kids.
The disruptive impact to our community would be monumental.
But by the next day, two things happened that changed Carvalho's mind. Thursday night, Miami-Dade College announced it would close. Thousands of high school students take classes on the college's campuses. More crucially, the district learned an employee of the town of Bay Harbor Islands had tested positive for COVID-19. At 4:30 in the morning on Friday, the district announced it was closing a K-8 school there. The infected person had worked at an after-school program and interacted with dozens of students. Then Carvalho on Friday afternoon.
The cross-pollination through families, meaning siblings of those children who attend middle schools and senior high schools across the community, is something that we could not ignore.
Within an hour or two of each other, the Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach districts all announced their campuses would close for at least 2 weeks. Once again, a domino effect. Shortly after, the State Department of Education told all school districts in Florida, close for 2 weeks. By this time, it was clear the coronavirus was spreading, and the new focus became social distancing, keeping people apart to slow the rate of new infections. Now school districts are working on feeding students, offering childcare for the kids of medical workers, and transitioning to remote learning.
Hello, this is Victoria Dobbs, principal at Miami.
Friday, robocalls went out to Miami-Dade parents, telling them where they could pick up computers if they need them.
In order to facilitate mobile device distribution.
Miami-Dade students started distance learning this week. In Broward and Palm Beach, there are no classes this week, while administrators come up with a plan for what's next. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
WLRN intern Maria Eskinka contributed reporting for this story. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.